But here's what matters. Lloyd's of London war risk premiums went from 0.2% of vessel value per transit to about 1%. That's a five-fold increase. Vessel charter rates hit $500,000 per day. Insurers won't cover transit without military escort. So this is a security issue. And that's the big constraint. So when Lloyd's normalizes, the crisis ends, not before. So watch Lloyd's war risk premiums, not Brent crude prices. Oil price doesn't determine whether flows resume. Insurance does. So right now, roughly a quarter to a third of global seaborne fertilizer passes through the Strait of Hormuz. We're talking nitrogen, ammonia, potash. All of that is halted. But the real commercial question is pretty much similar. Can you insure the cargo? So the VLCCs, which are very large crude carriers, their charter rate at $500,000 per day means the daily cost to move oil has increased roughly 5 to 10 times normal rates. War risk premiums at 1% mean on a $100 million cargo, you're paying $1 million just for the insurance.